Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete, while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Last week at spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona, I had a chance to talk to Hensley Mullins, who is now the bench coach for the Giants, and he's also working with outfielders, and two of those outfielders are our guests as well. Steven Duggar, who's trying to make the team, coming up from the minor leagues, and Gregor Blanco is back with the Giants, and he's also trying to earn a spot. Let's start with Hensley Mullins. Well, Hensley, a new role for you this year. How much are you enjoying it here early in spring training?
It's been great. You know, it's something different. You know, I knew I watched Ronnie do it for 8 years. He's done it for 18 years. But, you know, it's coordinating, making sure that all the coaches get everything they want to do on a daily basis on the schedule, making sure the manager gets what he wants done every day on the schedule, and making sure the times coordinate with each other. For instance, right now we just finished batting practice on time, and then they finish in the back on time with their live BP. So that was the way it was designed, and we got it accomplished. So I'm happy with that.
How much does it help that you have really good managerial experience? You did a great job at the World Baseball Classic, so I would think that comes into play.
Actually managing the game the other day when Boach wasn't here came into play, and managing people, you know, you're managing people, you're making sure you communicate with everybody, communicate with the players when there is a change in the lineup, which it's happened a couple of times every game so far. You guys get moved around, so you gotta let people know that you're doing making changes so that they can prepare to play if they're gonna start. So that's a little bit the same. The coordinating and calling the minor league system to send extra players over, things like that. I wasn't used to, but now I am. So it's going good. I just have a couple of checkpoints every day that I have to go through and make sure that I don't miss anything.
Got some new players on this team, you know, some real important parts to the lineup like Evan Longoria and McCutchen, and you know. Having new guys like that, what is it, you know, and Jackson, I should mention too, what does it do for you guys as far as just trying to energize the group?
Well, we got to mention Watson too that we just picked up a couple of weeks ago. We had such a difficult year last year that we were almost forced to make moves. You know, they make moves with the staff, with people that spend a lot of time here, and they were part of championships. You know, we miss those guys dearly, but, you know, moves had to be made because the year was so bad. And it gives energy back into the fan base, you know, into the clubhouse, into the coaching staff that are delighted to see all-stars walk in the door. And guys that won Silver Sluggers and Gold Gloves, and, now all they need to win is a championship.
Is it something that has to go into, you know, getting into the groove of a team? Because, you know, these guys know what they're doing. They've been around, but do they have to sort of find the rhythm of how the Giants go about their business?
Correct. You know, whenever somebody changed places, you know, they have to, you know, get comfortable. There is a lot of history here. Find out who the people are. They see Willie Mays in the clubhouse. You know, they got to see Jeffrey Leonard here today. You know, Jeff Kent was here. Javi Lopez was here. Rob Nan. You know, they get to see those guys. You know, the tradition and the history of the Giants walk through the doors, and they're like, wow, these guys are here. So they. You know, at first, you know, they may be a little uncomfortable, but, you know, these guys are pros. And now they see that, this team is, with Boach at the helm, relaxed. You know, we don't put too many pressure on stuff that has to be done. They get done. And, now, you know, since they're not playing all the time, you know, it's still, we haven't seen the true team on the field yet because, you know, that's the way spring training goes. You know, you still got to see the young guys play as well. But, in a couple of weeks, you'll see these guys come together and gel and hopefully have a good year.
How much are you looking forward to some of the questions being answered too? Because, you know, there are guys who want to have a bounce back year, a guy like Hunter Pence, or, you know, Brandon Belt's coming back from the concussion issues. You know, several players that are, you know, just trying to have a better year than they had last year.
Right. So, you know, the main thing is health, you know, for these guys. You know, all you're worried about at the beginning of the year is for them to stay healthy. And then, you know, if they can stay healthy, you know, they're capable of having their normal year. I call that. But, you know, Pence missed a lot of time the last 3 years, you know, also Belt with the concussion issues, you know, the last 2 months of the season, last year in particular. So those guys are eager to get back on the field and stay healthy and have their normal years.
A lot was talked about as far as, you know, improving the defense. How much has it improved? I mean, you got Longoria, who's a gold glover at third. Austin Jackson can go get it in center. And McCutcheon, you know, he's been a center fielder, so seems to be able to cover a lot of ground.
Well, our entire infield is gold glove caliber. You know, McCutcheon is one gold gloves when he was with the Pirates. And like you said, you know, Pence is still a quality outfielder, and Jackson can go get him. So, you know, on a daily basis, we're putting 8 quality gloves on the field that, you know, supposed to catch the ball and give our pitching, you know, a better chance of winning games.
The bullpen, you mentioned Watson. How much do these other guys have to step up? There were some young pitchers last year that, you know, sort of didn't really settle in. What are you looking for from those younger pitchers? And then the guys coming back, you know, Melanson, he's coming back from an injury. And same thing with Will Smith. You won't have him at the very beginning of the year, but he could be a valuable piece.
Right. So, you know, all the young guys, you know, they, you know, hopefully they learn from adversity and having down years or struggles during last season. And, you know, having these veteran guys that come in and have had a lot of success in their careers, you know, like you mentioned, Watson. And, you know, we're expecting to get Will Smith back sometime in May. So there'll be 2 quality left-handed pitchers right there. And then, you know, Osich and Okert, if they're watching, they're learning. They still have a chance to be part of, you know, what we're trying to do here is win. You know, we have options now. You know, these guys are all, you know, guys that are trying to get us back to where we need to be. And, you know, hopefully when the season starts, you know, they'll make the decision-making difficult to be on the roster. And if they're not, you know, hopefully be ready for when they come back.
You've been through a lot of spring trainings as a player and as a coach, and you've seen a lot of players like Steven Duggar who, you know, they're trying to make the team, they're trying to impress. He's got a chance to make this team. What do you tell a kid like that as he goes through spring training?
Well, you know, I'm in charge of the outfielders too now, and the first day all I had to say was, hey, you know, you cannot make the club on the first day. You know, all you want to do is relax. When you relax, your talent shine. If you're uptight and you want to try too hard to make the team, that's when you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to make mental mistakes, you're going to make physical mistakes. So relax, think through the game, think with the manager, look at the scoreboard. The scoreboard will tell you how aggressive you can be or not be. And those advices I give to everybody that's in the outfield, they're working with me on a daily basis, especially the younger guys, so they can impress. You know, you cannot impress if you're uptight and you know you're messing up every game. So you know, he's got a good mind. I think he's poised to show us all he's got this spring.
Before I let you go, what did the interview process mean to you with the New York Yankees? You almost got that job as the manager. So, you know, how much does it maybe help you going forward?
Well, you know, one thing, it lets me know that, you know, other people value the work you do, and also here, you know, now the Giants, I'm sure knew what they had in store, but now it validates that even more. So I'm happy. You know, it got me a promotion here and with the Giants to be in the bench coaching position now. But, you know, moving forward, who knows? You know, I would like to manage someday, but if it doesn't happen, you know, so be it. But, you know, right now, you know, especially the interview with the Yankees, because I did one with the Tigers as well, you know, shed a lot of light on, you know, the kind of work I put in. So hopefully in the future that will mean something bigger and better.
Bam Bam, you're doing a great job here. We wish you the best, and good luck this season with the Giants.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants bench coach Hensley Mullins. Coming up, we'll hear from a man who has been mentioned quite a bit when you talk about the Giants trying to improve their outfield, Steven Duggar, who's been a top prospect in the minor leagues. He'll be our guest from Scottsdale. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Now it's time to hear the conversation I had with Stephen Duggar of the Giants in the Giants clubhouse in Scottsdale, Arizona. Stephen, how's this spring training going for you? And kind of compare to, you know, previous spring training for you, you know, now that you've already been in a major league clubhouse and playing in these games, is that helpful?
Yeah, man, it's been exciting. You know, showing up to the yard every day with, you know, these group of guys. It's been fun, man, just to pick some guys' brains and, you know, take it from there, just try to implement a little things that, you know, some guys do well in their game that I can, you know, translate to mine. So, you know, the mindset hasn't changed though. I just want to be able to take it day by day, you know, prepare and, just go out there and play the best way I know how.
I mean, that's pretty cool that veteran guys, I mean, you're competing for jobs, but they're willing to help you. I mean, that must really mean a lot.
Yeah, man, it's incredible. They've been incredibly gracious to me. You know, Gregor Blanco has been absolutely unbelievable. Picking his brain, he's always willing to talk. Ajax, man, that guy's unbelievable, man. He's one great teammate, I'll tell you that. And then guys like Crawl and Panic, you know, guys that hit from the left side. You know, being able to talk to them a few times about, you know, what they might do in certain situations, what's their approach, you know, little mechanical things every now and then. But yeah, like you said, man, they've been incredibly gracious, and I'm just you know, thrilled to be learning from these guys.
I've always been told that when you're in spring training and you're one of the younger guys, that it's important to relax. And are you hearing that a lot, that, you know, relaxing kind of brings out the best in you?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, again, like I said, I just try to treat it day by day. You know, just trying to get 1% better every day. Just trying to improve, find that consistency, you know, and just enjoy being on the field with these guys.
How hard was it to battle through the injuries that you did? Because, you know, right when you seem like you got things going, you'd get hurt and you have to try to, you know, rehab from the injury again.
Yeah, it was tough, man. I mean, I had never really been hurt before, so I didn't really know what to expect, you know, but towards the middle of my rehab, I started just trying to turn it into something that I can, you know, use it as an opportunity to get better as well. I mean, you know, watching film, watching Giants games, seeing, you know, how the game's actually played. So just, you know, being able to just, you know, understand that I'm in rehab trying to get better, but using that as an opportunity to get better as well.
How important was it to come back at the end of the year last year? Because, you know, you'd missed a lot of time, but just to try to build some momentum towards this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, mentally more than anything was, you know, kind of a, you know, just that reassurance that, you know, all right, I'm healthy. I can go play. I don't have to worry about, you know, my hamstring, my elbow, whatever the case may be. Just, you know, I can go play baseball. So, you know, the focus now turned back to, all right, the routine, the preparation, you know, what do we got to do to get better that day? You know, that's when it became fun. And just, you know, being able to get back out there and play, you know, and like you said, build some momentum into this year and, you know, take this year and see what happens.
What are some of the main differences you've noticed between playing A-ball and then, you know, moving up Double-A and Major League spring training, you know, Major League games?
Yeah, I would say, you know, from the offensive side of things, you know, in high A, you could go up to the plate and just check a pitch off. Because guys couldn't throw it for a strike, so why would I swing at it, right? I mean, so I think, you know, as of come up through the system, you know, especially the bullpen gets a little firmer, right? But, you know, that aside, I think the starters got, you know, 2, 3, 4 pitches, 5 pitches that they can all command in any count. So, you know, I think offensively just, you know, being in a consistent position to hit in every count and, you know, just also growing mentally offensively. So it's been good.
What do you think will be a big difference of playing at AT&T Park compared to any other ballpark, minor league or major league? Just, you know, you got the wind factor, a lot of room out there in right center and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Like you said, the you know, just from talking to a few guys, obviously right center is huge. But I mean, you know, if I were to ever get out there, you know, that's a challenge that I look forward to. I mean, you can go run down for days out there. So, you know, right center is obviously, you know, a bigger gap, and you've got, you know, like you said, the wind. I mean, the flags behind home plate might be blowing out, and then the flags behind the center field wall might be blowing straight across or in. So I think it's, you know, always having that communication and that, you know, that repertoire with your outfielders, you know, that rapport. So it's, you know, I think just, you know, understanding that AT&T Park is a challenge in its own, probably makes playing on the road a little bit easier.
You know, when I think of young players coming up and making it up to the major leagues, there's so much available to you now as far as numbers. How do you handle that? Because it can be overwhelming to get all these metrics and, oh, yeah, you know, the launch angle and the exit velocity and all this stuff that's going on. How do you treat it?
To be honest with you, man, I really don't pay much attention to it. I mean, you know, I'm sure that there's, you know, a few numbers that suggest, you know, trends that are, you know, worth looking into, but to be honest with you, man, I just try to focus on, you know, getting a good pitch, you know, the preparation, film work, stuff like that. Just being able to, you know, have a plan going into each day, you know, just go playing.
How much do you follow baseball? Just on, you know, what other players are doing? Is it more about just friends and how they're doing? Or are you the kind of guy who kind of digs through box scores and looks at what everybody's saying and doing in baseball?
It's more so just, you know, my guys, my friends, checking in, seeing how they do, call them every now and then, see how everything's going. You know, you check the box scores for your friends. You know, obviously, if there's a guy that's on a like a tear and you want to see how he did that night, then sure. But, you know, not a big stat guy or, you know, stuff like that. I just, you know, again, what's one thing that I can do to help the team win that day? And that's, you know, that's the mission I'm on.
All right, and the last thing, what outside of baseball is the, you know, the most fun thing for you to do? What, do you listen to music? Do you play golf? What are your favorite things?
I picked up golf about 2 off seasons ago, so that's a challenge.
It's addicting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a challenge. But you know, mostly just hanging out with friends, catching up with family, you know, and just trying to take it easy.
Why is it so hard to hit a stationary ball? It should be easy compared to playing baseball.
Man, I tell you, I dig up so much earth on my irons, it's not even funny.
All right, Stephen, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Stephen Duggar. I also had a chance to talk to Gregor Blanco, who's back with the Giants after being with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Of course, Gregor helped the Giants win the World Series in 2012 and 2014. He is thrilled to be back. Here's a conversation I had with Gregor Blanco. Gregor Blanco is back with the Giants. How does that sound to you, getting into this clubhouse again? What was your first reaction to it? Are you kind of getting used to being back?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Definitely, it's awesome to be back. Since the first moment that I talked to Bobby, and he told me, like, yeah, we're going to have you back. You know, I think all my family, myself, my kids, they were, like, really excited to be back for sure.
I was watching you yesterday in batting practice during the game. You're hitting line drives all over. Looks like you're in great shape. Do you feel like, you know, you did when you were in your younger years?
I really feel that way. I really do. It feels like I'm getting older, but I actually I'm getting younger. I really feel good, man. I work hard in this off season, and I've been working hard since I left the Giants. You know, I think that was a really big impact for me, you know, living. And last year, I worked to get back on my basics, and a year passed, you know, and I got better at it. You know, my swing, I worked my swing, I worked my legs, my skills on running the bases, and you know, they were my basics at first. So definitely, I feel stronger and healthier, so it's good to be back like that.
You know, you were with a playoff team last year in Arizona, and you saw the Giants. They had some injuries, but there was something else missing there. Could you put your finger on what it was, and what do you think that you bring to the table this year that could make a difference?
Well, I the thing that I saw that we were as a team, I was like you say, in the other side, And I really saw, like, they were missing the fight. They were missing the extra fight that you always need to win games sometimes, you know, extra energy. They were like, it was like, it was hard to find that. That's the way I see it, you know, from the outside. I don't know, like, inside, because I wasn't here, but from the outside, that's what I saw, you know. But now I coming here, spring training, and I see, oh, like Pablo Sandoval, Hector Sanchez, and myself, like all the guys, like Hunter, you know, and Buster, and Joe, and you know, and Crawford, and Belt, you know, all those guys, like, and we have like a really good connection to each other, and we start having fun again, and putting music, and laugh about everything. Just kind of remember ourselves, like, why we play this game, you know, and why it's so fun to play it, and we should just go out there and leave it all and just have fun doing it. So those things are good to have it back, and so it's good.
Does it bring back good memories too of, you know, getting to the World Series, being a team that just knows how to win? Now that this team has added some other pieces, some veteran guys, does that give this team even a better chance of getting there?
Yeah. I really think this is going to be good. I think the only challenge that we're going to have as a team is trying to stay healthy. You know, everybody trying to stay healthy. You know, we think we have that challenge, and we have to be really smart about it, you know, as a team, trying to stay healthy and helping the team in any way. You know, I think we're going to do a great job doing it, but one of the biggest things that we have to accomplish is staying together in shape and I keep working hard every single day, and I have the fight, you know, the fight till the last eye of the game, and try to win every single game.
You have the unique ability to get plugged into a lineup, even if you haven't been playing, and still do well. And then, if you're needed to be in the lineup every day for a few weeks, then you can do that. How did you develop that skill? I mean, how did you get, other people? How can you get other people on this team to maybe kind of buy into that? Because it's just not easy to do. It's not easy to come off the bench and then just start playing and do well.
Yeah, well, definitely it's not. But I always say to myself, I always prepare myself for those situations. So I know my role. And I know that in some moment, team's gonna need me. My teammates actually gonna need me for, like you say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So I have to prepare myself for that. You know, I have to prepare my body for that every single day. And I trying to keep doing the things that they're doing while they're playing, like, every single day. So that's my mentality. My mentality is always have the same routine that they have. Like, even they play 9 innings, I try to have, like, 9 sprints, you know, that day, early in the batting practice, and watching the game, paying attention, being the moment, you know, like always have that mind on playing. So stuff like that always keep me plugged in. So definitely, it's good to talk about that to younger guys, so they can do the same thing.
Had a lot of great moments as a Giant. I mean, you know, there are a few that stick out, and especially the catch you made for Matt Cain in that perfect game. And he's not here anymore. It's strange. I mean, Matt Cain was around for so long. So, you know, how much do you relate to that, just thinking about, you know, his career and, hey, you know, you made a big play in something that really meant a lot to him and, you know, Major League Baseball, for him to throw a perfect game?
Oh, man. He's a great teammate. He's a great person, and he got a great family, and he's a family man, and he's so competitive, man. He always, every time that he pitched, he was like, I gotta help the team in anyhow. If I have to throw the ball, like, on there, I have to do it. Like, I would do it just to get an out, and he didn't care how many pitches he had. He always just, I have to take that win. He just kind of like Madison Bumgarner, you know. He just go out there and leave it all. And it's just like you say, it's hard to see him leave. You know, it's hard to see him not see him here in the clubhouse, because he was so such an environment. He was so for younger guys. You know, inspiration. He was in the clubhouse. He was big. So definitely we're gonna miss him. And I'm glad that I made that catch for him, for sure.
you know, being at AT&T Park, you know all the angles there, the wind and all that. What would you say to the new outfielders, Austin Jackson and Andrew McCutchen, as they try to get used to playing at AT&T Park?
Well, we're working on it right now. You know, we're working on it, staying on feet, you know, try to stay on the feet, create an angle on every ball, and trying to catch a ball with both hands and stay on your feet like all the time, because AT&T Park, like you said, a routine fly ball can be a mess just because of the wind, you know, can move. A routine fly ball can move everywhere. So I think if you just stay on your feet and you don't anticipate that it's going to be an easy fly ball, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I used to be amazed that Omar Vizquel, when he was a Giant, it'd be the windiest day in the world, and he'd make it look so easy. He'd get under a pop-up, and just he wouldn't even, stagger. And, I mean, it's just, I guess, you know, the footwork that makes it the key.
Yeah, just like you say, I was going to say that, the footwork. He got like, one of the best footwork ever. You know, he was one of the best shortstops in baseball history. So, definitely, he knew that a routine pop-up, he just have to maintain himself on his footwork, because it was difficult and he make it look easy. It's just like myself, that's the way I think, you know, in AT&T Park. I have to keep my feet moving, and all the time, even on a routine fly ball, get under it and I don't lose my posture and stuff like that, you know, like, so I can catch the ball easy. I've been talking to those guys definitely they're doing a good job doing it.
I saw you guys were doing an unusual drill too, where you had three balls in the air at the same time. How much does that kind of make it more fun, and what does that do as far as preparing you?
Well, I think it's fun. I think it's a drill that we actually having fun. We laugh about it, but it's definitely a drill that it makes us stay on our feet, and we also communicate to ourselves, know how to communicate better. But I think the main thing is, because it's three balls, it's like you have to stay on your feet, like everywhere you go, every step that you take, and finding the ball. That's the other one, you know, finding the ball and go for it. You know, I think that's the other issue, and we've been doing a great job, and we've been having fun, and we kind of understand why the drill is for. So definitely it's helping.
Last thing before I let you go, you have made teams out of spring training where, you know, you don't have a major league deal, or, you know, you're not on the roster, and you make the team. What's the key to that? How do you stay calm through spring training so you can show people what you can do, but, you know, not get too nervous about it?
Well, like, I believe in myself. I believe in my skills. I believe in what can I do. I just let it go, you know, in spring training. My main thing is show everybody that I'm ready, you know, and I'm hungry for win another World Series, you know, and I'm hungry to be part of the team. I'm hungry for represent the Giants, you know, definitely that's the case right now. That's what I feel. So and it's good to have like my old teammates and so many memories, and I really feel like Giants is my family, you know, so it means a lot for me, and it's fun.
Great to have you back, Gregor. Thanks a lot for the time. Good luck in spring training and beyond.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Giants outfielder Gregor Blanco. I want to thank him, Steven Duggar, and Hensley Mullins for being our guests here on Inside China Basin. Join us again next week for more interviews from Scottsdale, Arizona. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.